We start today's program with computer problems and candidates who are trying to get public financing for their campaigns. And for more information, I turn to our resident political IT guy, Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Well, if I'm the IT guy, you're in trouble.
Well, that's why I said political IT guy, because I think you're going to help us fix all these bugs and viruses, I hope, right?
Well, we'll give it a shot. This has been a fascinating problem because for years now, the legislature has allowed certain things to happen online, registering to vote, making donations, and obviously giving money for Clean Elections candidates. But now the website that the Clean Elections candidates need for those $5 donations has gone down because of an apparent hack.
Well, is there an explanation, though, beyond a possible hack? Have they actually said what the problem is and why the website's been down? Oh, it's been about a week or so, right?
It's been about a week. What happened, according to Matt Roberts, who's a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, is that they got a contact from the FBI saying that there was a, quote, credible and serious threat to the integrity of the voter registration system. And when the FBI calls you and says, you may have a problem, the first thing you do is you take the system down. Now, the voter registration system in and of itself is not used by the public. But what it does do is it interfaces with the donations, because you need to make sure that the people who are giving to you are, in fact, registered voters. And so in taking down the voter registration system, you take down any ability of people to give those $5 donations online. Now, this was supposed to be fixed at the end of last week. And when I checked with the Secretary of State's office yesterday, they said, it's the end of the week. And I said, wait, you told me that last week. Well, yeah, we're working on it. Sort of the check is in the mail, and I'll respect you in the morning, I guess.
So do we have to go old-fashioned on this? What other options do candidates have?
Well, candidates have always been able to get $5 donations in checks or cash on a face-to-face basis, and you fill out these paper forms. And it's obviously much more time-consuming. The other problem becomes is if somebody fills out a paper form, you're not sure if, in fact, they are registered to vote. Whereas if you give online, it's basically self-executing, where they determine immediately if, in fact, you make the number of qualified signatures they need and the qualified donations. And, you know, these are, you know, for legislative candidates, it's, you need at least 250 of these $5 donations. Statewide race, like the Corporation Commission, takes 1,700. And, of course, given things that can go wrong, you really want a squish factor in there, perhaps of 20-25%. And this is important because if you really want to run with public money, and it's not a lot, but it beats going out and, you know, checking with, you know, these special interest groups on both sides, this is the way to go.
Now, Howie, finally, I have to use one of my favorite words, especially when it comes to politics and government, and that is perception. In any way, does this look bad? Does this look like an elections-related mix-up, which, of course, we've had others before, or is it clearly much more innocent than that?
I believe it's much more innocent than that. But having said that, let's just say the Secretary of State's office, Michelle Reagan, or snake bit. It's almost like anything they touch has turned to horse manure. And it's sort of unfortunate that even the innocent mistakes, the things that they have no control over, everybody's looking at them and saying, wait a second, well, what happened to the presidential preference primary? Well, what happened in the special election? And then, of course, the other half of that is people say, well, of course, things are going wrong because you spent all of last year trying to loosen the rules on dark money versus doing your job, like putting out the elections manual. So there's certainly a lot of scrutiny on the Secretary of State's office, and some of it is deserved. Some of it may just be innocent.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. He is the dean of the Capital Press Corps. Howie, have a good day. Thanks.
And I'll be back doing more IT later.
See you later.